because we've been working for several years now to push back against these proposed rules, which are now final, because we have a lot of concerns about the process that USDA went through to formulate these rules. We're all about trade. We believe in trade. Trade is extremely important to the international beef market and the U.S. beef market, but we need trade that's based on science. And right now, there is nothing about the process that USDA went through that can help us understand that they have truly measured the risk, that they have proven that there are mitigations to the risk, and that we can be safe, and that's concerning to us. You know, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, APHIS at USDA, their job is to protect us as domestic stakeholders against foreign animal diseases. And so there are many things that they should have done in preparation of this rule. The first thing they should have done was to do a quantitative risk assessment. When I say quantitative, we're talking about really digging down into the information, truly looking at facts and figures to make sure they understand what's going on in those countries and what those countries are doing to protect not only their own domestic herd, but any herd of countries that they trade to. They also were supposed to have gone down and done site visits where they would have done inspections, seen what was going on the ground, but more importantly, they should have reported back to us as the stakeholders on what they found. We understand that there were site visits conducted, but they never reported on them. So we have no idea what they saw and what they found. And then when we did move forward with trying to get documentation on how they formulated these rules, we had to use the Freedom of Information Act to get that information rather than them actually just volunteering that to us. And when we got those documents, a good percentage of them were in Portuguese when it comes to Brazil and in Spanish when it comes to Argentina with no translations. And our own government told us that they weren't going to provide translations to us. So obviously they are looking out for foreign stakeholders more than they are domestic stakeholders.